Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 304 for Friday, March 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was down Friday, backing away from yesterday's sharp gains as speculators moved back to the sell side. Canola was down by $1 to $3, the May contract down $1.30 at $464 per ton. Canola has seen some large moves over the past week, but was possibly looking overdone after yesterday's rally. Strength in the Canadian dollar was also a bit bearish as it cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive to global buyers. However, gains in Chicago soy oil and other world vegetable oil markets made up for the activity in the Canadian dollar, helping underpin the futures. The nearby technical bias has also shifted to the upside after prices broke above former resistance yesterday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans up by 4 to 7 cents, the May contract up 6 at $8.95 per bushel. Excess rainfall in the southern U.S. Delta region will slow early spring seeding and may even cause some farmers to back away from planting soybean acres this year. A trucker's strike in Brazil was also supportive as movement is hampered in that country. Soy oil saw the biggest advances of the soy complex, with strength in crude oil and concerns that drought conditions would cut into Malaysian palm oil production this year, providing support for the vegetable oil markets. For corn, prices were up 1 to 3 cents, the May contract up 2 at $3.65 per bushel. The gains in crude oil, which was up by nearly a dollar per barrel, were especially supportive for the ethanol-linked grain. Speculative short covering and news of some fresh U.S. export business to Japan also underpinned corn today. Wheat, it was up 4 cents to down 2 cents. The May contract in Chicago down a penny at $4.76 per bushel. While the advances in corn and beans lent some support to wheat, the U.S. wheat futures have already posted solid gains over the past 2 weeks and are starting to run into resistance from a chart standpoint. Large world supplies remain a bearish influence in wheat, limiting demand, although mounting weather concerns were starting to be noted in some wheat-growing regions. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, March 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.